Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Why does Jesus give us this view of the final judgment? First, because we're not dead yet, and there's still time for our conversion. But even more profoundly, he tells us this parable to underline the fact that we belong to each other. Again and again, he says, to the just and the unjust, and none of them see this connection right away. Again and again, he says, what you do to the least, you do to me. Which means that the person in front of us or behind us, the person to our left and to our right, what we do to them has eternal value in the eyes of God. And on this All Souls Day, we contemplate the truth that our receiving the love of God today is stronger than death. And this love that circulates from before we were conceived, before we were born, all of the goodness of those who have lived and died before us, that goodness is our inheritance. That's the reason why All Saints Day, November 1st, is before All Souls Day. That we don't have to envy other people for the goodnesses they have. We can thank God for those goodnesses. We can ask the Lord to grow those goodnesses in us so that our life can be a blessing for those people we see, but also for those people who have died. There are two ways that we can pray for those who have died, fundamentally. First, when we bring them to prayer, we can examine the goodnesses of their life and thank the Lord, who is the source of those goodnesses. So if our grandmother was really patient with us growing up, we can thank the Lord for that patience that's now ours. We can even hear her calling. And we can share that patience so that the Lord can show our grandmother that that gift he gave her once upon a time continues to live and continues to bear fruit. But there's a second way we can pray for those who have died. What about those people in our life who may have hurt us or who may have been lacking something? Maybe a member of our family had a really bad temper, or was just mean, or was really stingy. In our prayer, we can ask the Lord to learn a lesson from that. And whenever we temper our temper, when we exchange kindness for somebody else being mean, or when we are generous to learn from somebody who was stingy, and we offer it, Lord, please, if there's anything in this person's life that can be purified, purged of sin, transformed for heaven, Lord, I offer my conversion, my learning that lesson for them. I offer it for them because, Lord, we're all meant to be connected. In baptism, we're members of your body. Lord, I give you permission, indeed I beg you, for all of your goodness to circulate through my life as a blessing. When the Virgin Mary appeared to the children at Fatima in the early years of the 20th century, she taught them a prayer. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Today, we pray for those people who have died, who are most in need of the Lord's mercy. Throughout the month of November, dedicated especially to praying for those who have died, we can visit the Spiritual Center Cemetery, our oratory graveyard. We can examine the people in our life whose goodnesses we need to continue. Those people in our life who would really benefit from our learning what they failed at, and to offer that as a blessing in whatever way the Lord wants to give it. When we make a good sacramental confession, when we allow our heart to be united to the saving heart of Jesus, when we practice our faith in communion with Pope Leo and praying for his intentions, the Lord gives us the power to cooperate in the salvation of souls, of their purification, their liberation. The truth of Jesus' parable of the sheep and the goats is that all of us are sheep with goat-like tendencies. The parable isn't meant to go down the middle and congratulations, those of you on my right, you're the sheep. Ha! Those of you who sat in the wrong place, sorry, on my left, you're the goats. The parable goes right through every single one of us, so that when we allow the Lord's goodness that's come to us from all of these other people, when we allow that goodness to grow and be shared, we can actually make up for what is lacking in this wounded, sinful world. And we can share a love that Jesus guarantees is stronger than death. This is a blessed day. This is a powerful day. November is an amazing month because no matter how many leaves fall to the ground and die, our prayers actually can allow other human beings in Christ to know eternal joy.